Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And this Monday morning, we're going to have our special feature where we read from the Rock Cliff Review, the bulletin that we pass out to those who attend on Sunday mornings. And usually in this Rock Cliff Review, in this bulletin, is an article that goes along with the sermon that is to be preached. And that's what I'm going to read to you now. And this comes from the book of Isaiah. The title of the sermon comes right out of the chapter. This is Isaiah chapter 27. It's the vineyard of red wine and the day of the east wind. You see, Israel in those days in which Isaiah was the prophet was an agrarian nation with little towns and little shopkeepers, and then their substance was their agriculture. And so referring to the vineyard of red wine and the day of the east wind have agricultural implications, and is from these stories and these illustrations and these metaphors that he brings from this agriculture that he is able to teach the people. Now let me read to you from the Rock Cliff Review. It says, Isaiah was a messianic prophet. From the beginning was the prophecy of the mountain of the Lord's house in Isaiah 2, verses 1 through 5. All of Isaiah's messianic prophecies are not identified in the New Testament, but enough of them are to teach us to keep this aspect of Isaiah's prophecies in mind when reading his book. The ear of faith will hear hints of these prophecies throughout Isaiah, and a careful student will find that the things which occur in the New Testament seem to be the best fit to these spiritual utterances. Isaiah had prophesied of the judgment of God against the nations one by one, from Isaiah 13 to Isaiah 23. Beginning in Isaiah 24, he prophesied against them altogether. But with a messianic hope, he also said in Isaiah 24:14 through 16, they shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord, they shall cry aloud from the sea, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea, from the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs. In Isaiah 24 and verse 23, the prophet says, the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. In Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 8, and in this mountain shall be the Lord of hosts, shall the Lord of hosts make all the people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he shall destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. In Isaiah 24:9-10, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation, for in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest. Isaiah 27 brings this section of his book to a close, and in the end, we are once again on that holy mountain. Isaiah 27:13 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come that were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and they that were outcast in the land of Egypt, and they shall worship Jehovah in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Let's go back to the beginning of the chapter. Isaiah 27:2-6 tells us of a vineyard of red wine. The Lord says, I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day, Isaiah 2, and Isaiah 27 and verse 2. In Isaiah 27:4, he warns that if briars and thorns threaten his vineyard, he would burn them together. It is the Lord's intent that Jacob take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Isaiah 27 and verse 6. This, therefore, identifies Israel as his vineyard. It is easy to hear in this prophecy echoes of the ancient promise to Abraham. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, Genesis 12 and verse 3. The world would be blessed by the word of the Lord that would go forth from Jerusalem, Isaiah 2 and verse 3, and this gospel that would be preached into all the world. We read in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6, about the word of the truth of the gospel, which is coming to you, even as it is also in all the world, bearing fruit. And so, this is the gospel fruit that this vineyard would eventually bear. Isaiah also turns his attention to the day of the east wind in Isaiah 27:8. In the land of Canaan, the east wind would be a rough wind. Coming out of the deserts, God reminds his people that though they would be smitten, they would not be smitten as those that had smitten them. Those who had smitten Israel would be destroyed. But though Israel would be smitten, they would be smitten by measure, and they would be spared, Isaiah 27:7-8. By this east wind, the iniquity of Jacob would be purged, and the altars and groves of the idols would be destroyed, Isaiah 27:9. That corrupted civilization had come to depend on these idols. That defensed city of Isaiah 27:10 would be left desolate as a wilderness, where the stray calf shall feed, and the poor women would gather branches for their fires, Isaiah 27:10-11. God had made them and formed them, but in the day of his east wind he would have no mercy for them and show them no favor, Isaiah 27:11. There would be a great harvest from the channel of the river. Well, that'd be the river Euphrates to the north, to the river of Egypt, and that's the river to the south that separated the land of Canaan from the land of Egypt. The grain that was gathered would be beaten, and the east wind will separate the wheat from the chaff. Thus, the faithful of the children of Israel would be gathered as grain unto the Lord, one by one. Isaiah 27:12. And then Isaiah 27:13 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria and the outcast of the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. And so Isaiah brings our thoughts back to the mountain of the Lord of Isaiah 2. All they of Israel that had lost their identity among the peoples of Assyria and Egypt, they would respond to the trumpet's call and would return to worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. For they would be added to the church when they obeyed the gospel preached among the Gentiles. We too can worship the Lord in this holy mountain, in this kingdom, even in his church, if we will hear and believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me go back and read the text for this lesson. It is Isaiah chapter 27, and listen to what it says about the vineyard of red wine and about the east wind that would come. It says, in that day, a vineyard of wine, sing ye unto it. I, Jehovah, am its keeper. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Wrath is not in me. Would that the briars and thorns were against me in battle. I would march upon them. I would burn them together. Or else, let him come take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Yea, let him make peace with me. in the days to come shall Jacob take root, and Israel shall blossom and bud, and they shall fill the face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten them as he smote those that smote them? Or are they slain according to the slaughter of them that were slain by them? In measure, when thou sendest them away, thou dost contend with them. He hath removed them with his rough blast in the day of the east wind. Therefore by this shall the iniquity of Jacob be forgiven. And this is all the fruit of the taking away of sin. For he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten asunder, so that the Asherim and the sun images shall be no more. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken. Like the wilderness, there shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women shall come and set them on fire. For it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have any compassion upon them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Jehovah will beat off his fruit from the flood of the river into the brook of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come that were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, they that were outcast in the land of Egypt, and they shall worship Jehovah in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Well, that would have been the gist of the sermon for that morning. I read from the Rockcliffe Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. We have been studying in this Bible school the history that is in the Old Testament, and we brought that to a conclusion. And now we're going to begin Sunday school lessons that have to do with the life of Jesus. This is a Sunday school lesson that was prepared by E.A. Edom for the Sunday schools of July the 6th, 1924. And the lesson text is Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 20. And I'll begin reading that now. This is about the birth of Jesus. It says, "She brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in the field, keeping watch by night over their flock. And the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Be not afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in whom he is well pleased. And it shall come to pass, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem, to see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found both Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known concerning the saying which was spoken to them about the child. And all that heard it wondered at the tidings which were spoken unto them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, even as it was spoken of them.